Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Law of Attraction or Victimhood. It's your choice. Every moment of your life, you are given the choice to take the proverbial red pill and embrace your power as a creator, or to take the blue pill and remain a helpless victim in the matrix. It's your choice to buy the propaganda that we are helpless victims to disease, crime, police, greedy corporations, politicians, the economy, etc., etc., or to make a quantumly more empowered choice that you are a completely 100% fully empowered creator of your reality with the godlike power through the God-given gift of the law of attraction to literally create anything you desire to create in your life. What choice feels better? Helpless, powerless, unworthy, lowly, sinful puppet on a string? Or fully empowered, magnificent, divine creator? I know what my choice is. What's yours? So enjoy my video and podcast, The Law of Attraction, Victimhood. It's your choice. Bum, 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 bum. My name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos and podcasts and all the other goodies I create, I show you how to become a master of creation to create whatever you want in your life. You can get more videos and podcasts and supportive goodies at my website at zakaran.com. And go get yourself a free copy of my audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. The law of attraction or victimhood, it's your choice. Do you believe in the law of attraction? Do you even understand how it works? Do you believe that how you think and feel attracts similar things to you? I mean, the Bible is a proponent of the law of attraction. What you sow, you shall reap. Do you believe that you are happy? That if you're happy, do you believe that if you are happy, you will attract happy people and situations into your life? And do you believe that if you are sad, depressed, angry, etc., you will attract similarly angry, sad, depressed people and situations to yourself? Or do you believe that everything is a random choice with no rhyme or reason, random chance, and you're a victim to circumstance, there's no rhyme or reason to anything? Or do you believe that some spiteful God is in control who gives some good, you know, some people the good things and some people, a little bit less, a little bit more, and other people it just gives them complete crap and that's just completely random? To anyone who has ever had a good or bad experience and then asked, why did that happen? If you were honest with yourself and could remember what you were thinking and feeling prior to this experience, you can logically and obviously see a direct correlation between what you were thinking and feeling then to what you are thinking and feeling now. If you pay attention to how you think and feel and are honest with yourself, then the law of attraction is the only logical conclusion as to why you manifest really shitty things to happen in your life and why you manifest really good things to happen in your life. It is very apparent in relationships. When you first get together, all you see and all you focus upon are the good things of that person. You essentially use the other person as your excuse to be happy and be in alignment with good vibrations, with Source, with God. But after a while, your pinpointed focus upon only goodness and the good things of their personality and the good things they do begins to get distracted by other things in life. And you may start to focus more on the negative aspects of a person's personality and behavior than the positive things about them, until at some point you can no longer even see any positive aspects of this person or your relationship, even if they are still present. You become blinded by your distracted focus upon negative things. And so now, contrary to the beginning of your relationship where your lover could do no wrong, now they can do no right. A classic therapeutic marriage counseling technique is to get couples to write 10 things they love about their partner and write the things that they loved about their partner when they first got together. And that gets them to refocus upon the good things rather than the bad. Because it is obvious that when you focus upon bad things, you see only bad things and you attract bad things into your life. So it's very obvious to see the power of the law of attraction in relationships because you can see the obvious behavior of your mother, father, brother, sister, friend, lover, child, co-worker, boss, etc. And you can see and feel your reaction to their behavior and your mutual interactions. And depending on your focus, you will continue to get those same interactions. You'll continue to get that same behavior. For instance, if you see your mother as a judgmental control freak, then she will continue to be a judgmental control freak, at least around you anyway. If you see your coworker as a gossiping backstabber, then that is all that coworker will ever be for you, etc. But as soon as you shift your focus to more pleasing personality traits, and you even compliment them on those traits, no matter how small those traits might be, they will start to display more of those pleasing traits, at least for you anyway, because that is where you are focused. So in most relationship situations, it is pretty obvious to see how the law of attraction works. People act a certain way, you react positively or negatively, you continue to focus on that behavior, and you get more of that positive or negative behavior. Similarly, you have a tendency, unless you are proactively choosing your mood, regardless of external circumstances, you will have a tendency to act in ways that other people expect you to act. No matter how hard you try to act differently, no matter how hard you try to act in pleasing ways to please and make other people happy, no matter what you do, you can't seem to please them. That's because they expect to be let down. They expect to be disappointed. So the law of attraction must accommodate that expectation. And you must act the part that they are directing you to act in their play based on their beliefs and perceptions and expectations. Now, it kind of sounds like we are victims to each other's beliefs, expectations, and perceptions of us. But the law of attraction is always fair across the board, and you never, ever hook up with anyone who is not a vibrational match to you. It's the classic like attracts like situation, and the polar opposite, the classic ironic statement of opposites attract. But in reality, opposites never ever are attracted to each other. It only appears that way. The jealous person attracts the aloof person only because the jealous person really wants to be free, and the aloof person really wants security. The angry person attracts the classic victim only because they both feel helpless and powerless, but one person tries to overcome that feeling of helpless and powerlessness by acting aggressively to feel quote-unquote powerful. And the other person acts like a victim, a poor me, so that they can be saved by some sort of savior and subsequently feel empowered and feel worthy and feel loved, etc. The intricacies of the pathology of a relationship are countless and complex, hence why the study of psychology is such a vast doctoral study. But these intricacies are also at the same time quite simple. If you boil them all down to the driving force of all relationships, and the motivation behind relationship and how the law of attraction moves all the pieces of the relationship chessboard around. And relationships are a perfect tool to use to analyze how the law of attraction works. But it doesn't matter what the subject is that you choose, it's always the same pattern. No matter if it's relationship, money, wealth, health, freedom, success, etc., whatever you want, it's all the same. What everyone is looking for is alignment with source, with God, whatever you want to call it, What everyone is looking for is to be happy, to feel important, to feel happy, to feel joyful, to feel abundant. The only reason anyone wants anything or does anything is because it feels good, or they believe it will feel good when they've got it and make them happy. You may think that you want the money or the business or the fame, etc., to feel successful and important and worthy, etc., but once, if you go one step deeper, you really just want to feel happy. You may want to feel successful, you might may want to feel important, you might feel, may want to feel worthy, because those things feel good, but what you really want is just to feel good, just to be happy. You want the relationship so you can feel loved and have companionship, etc. But again, you want those things and the massive list that you want from relationships and the benefits of relationships to feel good, to feel happy. And the classic trap that people fall into again and again, no matter what they want, the strategy that they have come up with, of trying to get the money, the wealth, the relationship, the fame, the success, the children, the friendships, business, etc., in order to make them happy, this is where the classic saying, money doesn't buy happiness, comes from. That strategy is just a strategy fraught with disaster. Because even if that, even if it appears, you know, that for instance, is the in this example, even it appears that money doesn't buy happiness, everyone has experienced a lot of joy from getting what you want, whether it's money or whatever. What that statement really gets to is if you feel a void, if you feel within you like, you know, there's something missing, a disconnection from your own inner true divine self, and if you feel disconnected from your own inner joy, then no matter, no manner of wealth, success, fame, relationships, etc., will fill the void. And the money, wealth, fame, success, relationship, etc., just become like a drug addiction, that you always need another hit, another rush, and bigger rushes to temporarily fill that void. That's the trip that the trap that people always fall into. But that void can never be filled because it doesn't really exist. It may feel like it exists. It may feel like you have no connection to source. It may feel like God has abandoned you. It may feel like you have no connection to source, to love, to creation, to nature, to yourself, to others, etc. But all of that is an absolute lie. It's only a belief. It's only a perception. You only feel disconnected from source because you have been trained away from your source. You've been trained to think in the opposite direction that source God thinks. You've been taught to focus your powerful creative attention upon things that you don't like, love, and appreciate. You've been conditioned like Pavlov's dogs to pay attention to negative things and then react like a victim to those negative things from a position of victimhood and a powerless state of having no control to change these external circumstances. You've been trained to either do as you are told and keep your head down and take your punishment, or you have been trained to be a protester and to resist the evil overlords. But both of these positions are powerless positions. The former choice of resistance and fight, believes that they have no power to change anything. The former choice, keeping your head down, doing nothing, doing what you're told, believes they have no power to change anything. So there's no point in trying. Whereas the former choice of fight, believes they can change things by being angry and fighting against the evil foe that is trying to control their life. And if they can somehow squash that evil foe, what will be left is what they really want. And even though it appears that this latter choice of defy and resist and fight choice appears to be a more empowered choice, it is not. Because what you defy and resist and fight against, you just energize and create more of. You may not create more evil overlords wanting to knock down your door and drag you away to the concentration camp, but your focus upon problems and conflict and political corruption, etc., causes you to begin to see only corruption everywhere because that is your focus and your vibration. There is beauty and joyful, wonderful things and love all around you, but you can't see it because you're just watching and drama and trauma and conflict all the time. You're just wearing conflict glasses. So that's all you see. There is joy all around you, but you are having no fun. So, still don't believe in the law of attraction? Then your only choice is to be a victim. And being a victim sucks, so why would you choose that? It's your choice. Choice one, I'm an empowered creator of reality, and I can create whatever reality I choose. And I choose to create goodness in my life. Or choice two, I'm a disempowered victim, and therefore there are evil forces everywhere, hell-bent on making my life miserable. I have no control over my life, and in any moment anyone could victimize me. I could be stolen from or mugged or raped. I could lose my job. I could die horribly. I could catch a disease, etc., etc., freaking, etc. You could go on and on about how disempowered you are and how you have no control over your life and how you are a big, freaking, giant, poor me victim. And if that's your choice, then go for it. Have fun. Enjoy your victimhood, and maybe one day your prince will come. Maybe the godmother, fairy godmother, will grant all your wishes, or someone will come and save you and rescue you. And all I have to say is good luck with that. But if it feels like shit to imagine that you are a helpless, poor me, powerless victim, and being an empowered creator of your reality feels a million billion times better, then even if the law of attraction is just a complete fantasy, I'm freaking crazy, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, all I have to say is it feels so much better to imagine that I am in control of my reality than I am a helpless victim. I will choose empowered creator of my reality all day, every day, until the end of time. But of course there is no end of time because everything goes on and on forever. I choose the red pill, but if you're happy to stay comfortably numb in the matrix, then enjoy your blue pills and enjoy your matrix. But, Chiron, how can the law of attraction work based on my thoughts? Because I got cancer, but I haven't been thinking about cancer. I understand your consternation, my temporarily cancer-riddled friend. You certainly were not thinking I've got cancer, or if I do such and such, I'll get cancer. No, but it's not just thoughts that create your reality. It's the vibration you feel as you're thinking those thoughts that create your reality. Similarly, this is the question you want to ask yourself. What similarly based bad feeling thoughts have I been thinking that gave me the same feeling vibration that I'm feeling now? What poor me victim, I'm not good enough, I'm unworthy, I'm unloved, etc. limited thoughts have you been thinking? Or what angry, powerless victim revenge, you bastard, you bitch, I can't get a break, life is hard, etc. thoughts have you been thinking that feel like shit? How exactly does this cancer or whatever your current dramatic situation feel like to you? However it feels, whatever feelings you have been feeling, based on the thoughts you've been thinking, that is why you have a similarly feeling situation in your life as this physical experience. It's not the physical experience that causes the feelings, it's the feelings that cause the physical experience. So your solution to whatever your problem is think in the opposite way that you have been thinking. Don't believe me? Test it out. Start thinking only positive thoughts about the things in life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and see your cancer go away and your job situation improve and your relationships improve and your finances improve, etc., or not. Or test it negatively and keep thinking bad feeling thoughts and watch yourself wither and die a horrible death, or not. Test it out and get back to me. Let me know what happens. Personally, I don't care whether you understand how the law of attraction works or not. Doesn't make any difference in my life. I'm not selling a law of attraction course here because I don't have to. The law of attraction is at work every single moment of your life, whether you believe it exists and is real or not. Every day is a law of attraction course. Every single day is a workshop, and it's your choice to work and play in unison with the only law in the universe to pay any attention to and be an empowered creator of reality or be a helpless victim. It's your choice. Again, still don't believe that the law of attraction is real? Well, again, test it out. Spend the next week acting like a complete asshole, a complete jerk, and see what manifests in your life. Do you think people are going to like you and love you and want to spend time with you? I don't bloody think so. And do you think that you will be showered with fame, fortune, and success? I don't bloody think so, my friend. The only people you will attract are other jerks and other assholes. And you could still succeed, maybe, in your jerk club by making deals with other jerks to scratch each other's backs and maintain your jerky status and your jerky empire, your evil overlord empire, but you're not going to have any fun and you will always be chasing after anything that will fill that void of feeling disconnected from your own joyful divine self and from love and from source and from joy in general, etc., etc. Or you could choose a lot more fun, an infinitely more fun choice to test out this law of attraction theory and just think about things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And you could think about the things you want and the people and things that that bring you joy and then just see what happens. First of all, you're going to feel a hell of a lot better, a heaven of a lot more better, because it feels great to think about being, doing, and having what you want. And it feels great focusing on things and people and situations that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And then maybe, just maybe, more things that you like, love, and appreciate and want more of in your life will manifest in your life. I mean, what do you have to lose? Even if it doesn't work and you don't win the lottery, at least you'll feel better and it isn't what you want. And isn't that what you want in the first place? To feel good? So, even if the law of attraction is complete myth, complete bullshit, and thinking good feeling thoughts and focusing upon things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, even though it feels good to focus upon those things, even if the Lamborghini doesn't get delivered to your house, if all you got from focusing in positive ways was feeling good and feeling happy and feeling love and feeling joy and feeling abundant, etc., if that's all you got out of that experiment, then wasn't it worth it? I mean, isn't that what you wanted in the first place, was to feel those things? If all you got from thinking about love was loving feelings, then wasn't it worth it? If all you got from thinking about being rich was a general, joyful, excited, happy feeling of being abundant and having fun and being on adventures and doing what you want, then wasn't it worth it? If all you got from thinking about having a yummy, scrummy, sexy, romantic relationship is yummy, scrummy, romantic, sexy, joyful, exciting feelings, then wasn't it worth it? Isn't that what you wanted in the first place? If any similarly oriented thought streams do not feel good, then that means you are thinking about the lack of your desire rather than the abundance of your desire. And that will always feel bad. That is why so many people are afraid to dream and why they repress and deny their dreams. It's because it feels painful to think about their dreams. But that is because they're thinking about the lack of their dreams, not the abundance and the fulfillment of their dreams. So if you feel bad, time to shift gears and think about having what you want and doing what you want, not the lack of what you want. So it's your choice. Empowered creator of your reality or disempowered, helpless victim. I can create anything I desire, or I'm a puppet on a string being controlled by more powerful forces. I'm a helpless victim. Wah, 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 poor me, poor me. Or I am Source, God in a human body with the full power to create anything I want, here for the joy and fun and excitement of creation and creating my dreams and desires into physical reality. Or I'm a lowly, sinful wretch that has been cast out of heaven and I must prove my worth to God and other humans so that I will be proved worthy and granted favor to be led back into heaven. Or proved unworthy and sent to eternal damnation in the hellfire. What feels better? Even if the ludicrous, ignorant, childish, uneducated, stupid, I could go on and on about how ignorant and stupid that belief is that we are sinful wretches is actually true, and the law of attraction is a complete myth, I will choose the myth every single day of the year because it feels a billion times better than being a sinful wretch. Even if the idea that no one is more powerful than anyone else and no one can assert their will upon you and victimize you unless you allow it and attract it is a complete myth, and other people and forces are somehow more powerful than me and they are hell-bent on making my life miserable is the truth, that former belief, that latter belief choice sucks royally and feels like shit, so I say, fuck that. I choose my self-empowerment. I choose to believe that I create my reality. And I choose joy, and I choose fun, and I choose my magnificence, and I choose my divinity, and I choose my power, and I choose my abundance, and I choose my health, and I choose my wealth. And if those are also your choices, then I want to hear from you. I want to play with you. I want to create with you. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's you and I work together and play together and co-create heaven on earth together. Go now and master the law of attraction and have fun creating your dreams and desires into your physical reality. Enjoy wielding the unlimited power that you have within you to literally create worlds. And I look forward to hearing from you and hearing what your dreams and desires are and working and playing together and manifest those dreams and desires into your physical reality. Woo! I hope you got something from this video or podcast. Share it with your friends if you did. Come visit me at zakaimer.com. Go get yourself a copy of my free book at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakaimer, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video and listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!